All right, CW, we're talking football today. Yeah, I thought, why not just throw out some college football trivia? Who is the only Heisman Trophy winner to play for a team with a losing record?
Team won the Heisman.
Won the Heisman Trophy the Heisman and played it.
And never won a.
But didn't have a winning season.
Didn't have a winning
only
season.
One ever to play for a team with a losing record.
Can't think of anybody.
He played at Notre Dame.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Paul Horning. You remember Paul Horning? Did a little TV time after that.
I think I do remember him now.
He won the Heisman Trophy at Notre Dame. They did not have a winning season. How about this one? Which college football team holds the record for consecutive victories?
Alabama?
No. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
47 straight wins.
Yeah.
Here's an easy one, Carlin. Who won the 1971 Heisman Trophy?
Bo Jackson. He won in the 80s.
1971. Somebody's going to help you out, Carlin.
That's seven.
There you go, Brian. All right. Well, you stay on with us, and we'll play a game with you, two of you.
Who?
Pat Sullivan.
Oh, Pat Sullivan,
I figured you'd know that, Carl Wayne.
I should.
I know you know this, Brian, so I'm not asking you this. This is Carl Wayne. Who coached Alabama to the 1992 National Football Championship?
Gene Stallings.
Who is the college football coach with the all-time highest winning percentage? Brian.
Who coached?
Nope, Carl Wayne.
Can't think of anybody. He coached at Notre Dame.
Newt.
Oh.
Golly, you don't know this. Newt? Brian.
Newt Gingrich.
I like that answer. Newt Gingrich, I don't think, ever coached football. Y'all don't know this answer. Let me ask it again. Who is the college football coach with the all-time highest winning percentage? Newt. It's not Newt Gingrich. It's Newt. Golly. Rockne.
Newt Rockne.
Y'all have heard of him, haven't you? Notre Dame. You never heard of Newt Rockne? Seriously, Carl Wayne. I mean, if they talk about football coaches, he's like one of the guys they bring up all the time. As much football as you've watched, you've had to have heard of Newt Rockne.
Yeah.
Which school has produced the most Heisman Trophy winners?
I know it.
Notre Dame.
That is correct.
What former player set Steve Beuerlein in 1986 Alabama Notre Dame game?
Did you hear him? Which former player sacked Steve Beuerlein in 1986 Alabama Notre Dame?
Cornelius Bennett.
There you go. Yeah.
Y'all better watch out for the questions that Brian asked you now. They liable to have multiple answers.
I know. He does that sometimes.
Roll Tide rolls, Trey.
Name the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback who has played in the USFL, the NFL, and the CFL. You got to think back. The USFL is a pretty good ways back. It was back in the 80s. Good answer, Carwin. He got it. CW got it. Doug Flutie is the answer. Who has voted the MVP of Super Bowl III? Carwin?
Joe Namath.
There you go. Hey, here's one. Who was known as Broadway Joe?
Joe Willis. Joe Namath.
Yes, sir. Joe Namath. All right, here's one. Joe Montana was not an NFL first-round draft choice. True or false?
False.
You think he was a first-rounder, Carl Wayne?
True.
He was a third-rounder. Who was Notre Dame's first football All-America?
Steve Beuerlein.
Nope. Have you heard the old win one for the Gipper, Carl Wayne? You ever heard of that?
Win one for the Gipper? Yeah.
His name was George.
I know it. I can always name him. I just can't think of it.
Win one for the Gipper. George.
Yeah.
His name was George.
Gipper.
I know you're going to say that. Gip. Oh. Gip.
Gipper.
Gip.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan, I think, played the part of Gip in a movie. Where did Jerry Rice play college football?
I know it.
Go ahead.
Mississippi Valley State.
Very good, Brian. Name the player who rushed for 221 yards in his Monday night football debut.
Barry Sanders.
No. Not Barry Sanders. Carwin?
Emmitt Smith.
Nope. Bo
Jackson.
Bo Jackson. Who holds the NFL record for the most quarterback sacks in a game?
Brody Croll.
That's a good answer there, Brody Croll. No, we're game. Talking about a defensive player now. We're not defensive talking about getting player. Sacked.
Oh.
Not I like that.
Oh, Cornelius Bennett?
Not that one.
Derek Thomas.
Derek Thomas. 7 sacks in a game in the NFL. That is a record.